is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of June, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who wrote The Beggar's Opera, first performed 1728, the poet John Gay, born in Barnstaple, England, in 1685. It's the birthday of the Polish poet Czesław Miłosz, born in Lithuania, 1911. And it was on this day, 1936, Margaret Mitchell's novel Gone with the Wind was published. She was from a prominent Atlanta family. She'd grown up hearing stories of the Civil War, went off to Smith College. She was a flapper in the 20s, cut her hair short, smoked cigarettes, drank corn liquor, read scandalous books like Lady Chatterley's Lover, shocked her family's social circle. For a while, she was encouraging five young men at the same time that she might marry them. Married a bootlegger, marriage that lasted just a few months, got a job as a reporter for the Atlanta Journal, and a few years later she married John Marsh, who'd been the best man at her first wedding. In 1926, she injured her ankle, had to stay in bed and rest, quit her job at the newspaper, and she started writing fiction, a novel set during the Civil War. She wrote most of it in 3 years, didn't do anything with the manuscript, fussed over it for about 10 more years, writing on a Remington typewriter on her sewing table. In the spring of 1935, an editor from Macmillan, Harold Latham, came through town scouting for manuscripts. She wasn't going to let him see it, but one of her friends scoffed at the idea of Margaret Mitchell ever writing anything, and so Margaret Mitchell handed over her manuscript. It was a mess. It took her a year to rework the novel. It came out on this day in 1936. It sold 1 million copies in its first 6 months, won the Pulitzer Prize, and was made into a movie in 1939 that became the highest-earning film of all time. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver. The poet visits the Museum of Fine Arts. For a long time, I was not even in this world, yet every summer, every rose opened in perfect sweetness and lived in gracious repose in its own exotic fragrance, in its huge willingness to give something from its small self to the entirety of the world. I think of them thousands upon thousands in many lands, whenever summer came to them, rising out of the patience of patience to leaf and bud and look up into the blue sky, or with thanks into the rain that would feed their thirsty roots latched into the earth, sandy or hard, Vermont or Arabia. What did it matter? The answer was simply to rise in joyfulness all their days. Have I found any better teaching? Not ever, not yet. Last week I saw my first Botticelli and almost fainted, and if I could, I would paint like that, but am shelved somewhere below with a few songs about roses, teachers also of the ways toward thanks and praise. The Poet Visits the Museum of Fine Arts, a poem by Mary Oliver from her collection Thirst, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.